Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. Hey, go Team USA, the Women's Gold Cup. You got this quarterfinal matchup. Should have been the finals, the United States and France. I think it's in a couple of days. So there's some exciting competition going on. With the defending Gold Cup champion, Women's USA. We've got a great doubleheader today. I've got Joe Franco. He's the director and producer of the upcoming documentary, Youth Sports, the film. He's the owner of Chesapeake Films. And it's Youth Sports, the film, what's behind a $15 billion industry. Looking forward to him coming back. And then also returning, Michael Klein, speaking of the $15 billion a year industry. He's a financial and investment specialist. He's an on-air consultant when needed at the Business First AM radio. Then, of course, it's the Sports Doctor's Inn, answering some emails, talking about upcoming shows. But first, I want to welcome back Joel Franco, again, the owner of Chesapeake Films. The director and producer of this upcoming documentary, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly of the World of Youth Sports. Joe, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me, Doc.
It's great to have you back. Give us a little bit of quickie background. You know, Joel is Italian born and bred, and he's been a filmmaker for years. Give us a little bit of background on yourself and your current exciting project.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I am Italian, born and raised in Italy. And by the way, Italy is doing great in the Women World Cup too. So who knows?
Yeah,
maybe
you're right.
US Italy. Maybe US right. Italy in the final. There you go.
Could be.
I doubt it, but at least on our end, I doubt it. But who knows? You never know. I'm hoping for it.
If they get in, we'll have you back. Go ahead.
Absolutely. We're going to have to watch it together. We may not like each other for a couple hours while we watch the game. So born and raised in Milan, Italy. Been in the U.S. for a few years now, and I can't even think of a time where I didn't want to be a filmmaker. So I think that's just, I think my mom keeps saying that I came out with a camera in my hand, so...
Right.
That's just, yeah, some people come out with, you know, with soccer balls or tennis rackets or whatever it is. I came out with a camera, so.
Yeah, we call it the prodigy sport. We call it the
prodigy
sport when we're talking about, you know, think figure skating, ballet, where we have somebody specializing very early. Could be a musician. Could be a chess player. Could be a filmmaker. Tell us about Chesapeake Films.
Yes, well, we do. Our goal is to tell stories, and to tell stories that mean something. We are always, the only thing you are interested, whether it's a TV show or series or web series or, you know, fiction film or a documentary like we're currently working on the last couple of years, actually a little bit more than that. Lately, we've been doing a lot of documentaries, so it's just been telling stories, topics that mean something to people, whether it's, you know, a rags to riches story like I did my previous documentary on, or it's something about the crazy world of youth sports, which is the project that we're currently working on. That's what we focus on. It's always about the story. It's always about telling something that people want to hear and hopefully are passionate about it as I am. Yeah, it is a story.
It's quite a story, as you know. I've been talking about youth sports and the challenge for probably three decades, give or take a few weeks, on my radio career on the Sports Doctor, as well as my doctor career as a sports podiatrist and foot specialist, and the challenges of youth sports. It's why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. You know, just as I mentioned to you before we started the show, just yesterday in the a feature article in USA Today by Mitch Albom about that brawl in Colorado not that long ago with parents and punches, and seven-year-olds were playing baseball, and the umpire was 13. So when
that
you're
was
talking
in, yeah,
about
was
telling
crazy.
Stories, yeah, you're talking about telling stories, there's a lot of great stuff, of course, involved in youth sports in so many different areas, coaches, parents, so many groups working together to try to make a difference. But a season doesn't go by that we don't see these kinds of challenges, either with overzealous parents or what I call Svengali coaches, overdoing it, overkill times 10. And I'm very much looking forward to adding my 10 cents to your documentary. You know,
I thought it was more like $10. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the secondary part of your title is huge. Although now you could change it to $17 billion.
Yes.
About 2 years ago, there was a front cover picture, Joe, on Time Magazine.
Correct.
And it was a little leaguer. And the caption was, again, youth sports, the $15 billion a year industry, and all it brings to the table, the pressure, the hassles, the injuries, the overdoing it, the whole new business side of things, is a tremendous new world with lots of challenges. So what is some of the important parts of how you see what you're bringing to bear with the documentary?
Well, the first and most important part is, like you mentioned a few seconds ago, the community around, the community around youth sports, there's so many amazing people who are fighting every single day to make youth sports better for the kids. And that's very refreshing to see, because when I first started, I was afraid that it would be the exact opposite.
Right.
And which, I mean, I have found some pushback, don't get me wrong, definitely have had some of that. But mostly what I found is the incredible support of the community and how so many people want to make things better. And that's rare. You know, in a lot of other businesses, that does not happen. And,
I think I've had them all on the radio. You know, again, associate of ours, you know, Ian Goldberg with iSport360, that excellent group, the National Alliance of Youth Sports, our friend Gordon McClellan from United Kingdom, and is working with parents in sports, Coach Malby and his group that we're going to have on sometimes next week, and it is a tremendous attention, yet we're treading water. It's like talking about physical overuse and the epidemic of youth overuse sports injuries, both physically and mentally, with all the information and education. Sometimes we have to throw our hands up and say, Jesus, you know, and education is a big, big part of the answer. That's why I'm so looking forward to the documentary, and are you looking for sometime 2020? What are some? And I understand it's a guesstimate, but what are some of your thoughts when you should have something ready? Do you think?
Yeah, 2020 seems to be the. I'm hoping that that's going to be the target date year. Like anything, it's just finding the right pieces of the puzzle, the right ingredients to make the perfect meal. And that's really, I mean, that's why it's so hard for me to say when exactly it's going to be
yes,
out.
Yes, I hope you're good. Well, that's what we figured, it was a guesstimate. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to radio shows. You can go back to 2010. Although I think on Reel to Reel, we had some shows from 15 years before that. Or you could go over to newspaper articles, magazine articles. You could read my latest guest editorial with Lower Extremity Review, where we talk about the team approach to sports medicine, what we tried to feature in the book. And you could, you know, we have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter. I think Joel was one of them. I'm almost sure it
yes.
was. It's either that or LinkedIn. And we have a lot of education that we produce on Twitter. It's not just who's on the radio, who's coming on. There's all sorts of great information at SportsDoc, D-O-C, radio. So again, the ingredients that you're looking to put into something mm-hmm. like this, Joel, again, whether it's, again, the parents in that world, the coaches, kids themselves. You know, it's not that many decades ago that Little League turned around and they saw that they had about a 40% dropout. These kids didn't want to do it. They were tired of the pressure in so many ways. And I think the youth coaching has woke up in a lot of ways, but there's a lot of pressure and seriousness that goes into many times. You know, one of the chapters in my book, as you know, Joel, is youth sports
yep.
and drugs. We've got half these kids living on over-the-counter pain medicine. Dr. Weil, don't you understand? My daughter's got a competition this week. Her ankles are hurting, so she's taking over-the-counter Advil or yada, yada, yada. And in our country, where we, another pet peeve of mine on the sports, Dr. Joel, as you know, is the barrage of drug advertisements on TV constantly,
mm-hmm.
where we become a drug culture. Some people don't realize the United States is one of only two countries in the world that even allow television advertising of drugs. When I have people from around the world on the radio, they think we're nuts. You know, this idea of this pill culture. And here we are in this nightmare of opioids and pain pills, again, with this constant barrage. In that situation, so who are some of the other groups you're looking to talk to? You know, you got coaches, you got parents, you got doctors.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I'm trying to get everybody. Yeah,
yes.
the kids and the parents, and they've been the hardest people to get a hold of, to be honest. Because I had, for example, I had one parent who I spoke to for almost 2 hours on the phone. This wonderful gentleman, this great family out of San Diego, I think they were, or Southern California. I think actually it was San Diego. No, it was LA. I'm sorry, it was LA. And great people. And like I said, we spoke for almost 2 hours, and a couple of times actually. And they were like into it. They couldn't wait to talk to us. We were planning on going down there and film them. And then they call me back and they say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll
give you 10 phone numbers. The last part of my book, as an example, is called Parents' Perspectives, where I have
yes,
six
correct.
Or seven parents. Half of them have been patients of mine or radio guests, giving their perspective of, you know, what is it like? What are the challenges of parenting the child athlete? And I get you a lot of feedback. Is there a website? Is it, you know, go to Chesapeake Films? How do people find out information about the upcoming documentary at all?
Well, they can always find me on Twitter or Instagram at DocUSports. They can, of course, go to my Chesapeake Films website, which is chessfilms.com. But they can also find me directly at youthsports-themovie.com, so they'll have the most updated. Twitter is always the best way to find me for this movie.
You've got some great stuff.
Yeah, shockingly, the social media world of youth sports is fantastic.
It's like social media
is supposed to be. Amazing people, like you mentioned, some of them, like Coach Reed or Ruth Nicholson and Gordon and all of those amazing people. Erica Suter, another amazing person. There's so many, you know, Ian, like you said already. It's just like incredible, the support that I've been getting.
And some have been fighting for a long time, you know, like the National Alliance of Youth Sports been around since like 1982. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what that's like?
It's amazing. And it's something that, you know, it's like my dear friend Coach Reed says all the time, we need to focus on solutions. And that's what this movie is all about. It's not.
And there are great solutions.
And they are. And a lot of them.
Yes.
A lot of them already are out there. It's just like we choose.
Yes.
For some reason, some people out there are choosing not to use them or not to apply them, if you will. But that's what we are supposed to do. And, you know, when I talk to him about it all the time, and he's so right. It's like one of those things, like we just have to focus on how to fix things.
Safety.
How to apply it.
Safety,
yeah.
Joe. Safety. Again,
safety.
The epidemic of overuse injuries, both physically and mentally, is what really, really the challenge is.
It is, and
safety, whether it's trying to prevent concussions. You know, one of my chapters in my part of my book is called "What Are We Gonna Do with Tackle Youth Football?" This is society's great dilemmas still to be played out. You know, what are we gonna do about this? And the other aspects again of overtraining and just so much overkill. And I tell parents and coaches all the time, number one, they have to lighten up. We have to remember that fun is a key ingredient here. One of the participants in the book, Rob Andrews, is the owner of the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston. He's got a wall of gold medals because he's worked with the girls, women's gymnastic gold medalists. Since they were teenagers and young kids. And he talks about his latest article is on these stress fractures and these injuries that he constantly sees where kids feel that they have to play. I can't believe we ran out of time. Joel, we're almost out of time. Give me again the website they could find out more about. They could go see you. Where are you at Twitter?
At DocUSports. And
DOC.
My website... DOC Youth Sports.
Okay, Joel Franco, again, we're going to be following you and having you back. We're so excited about this topic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Joel, hold on quickly. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training and all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to radio shows. You can go back to 2010. You can go to newspaper articles, all sorts of topics from women in high heels to whether your son or daughter should specialize. I want to welcome back Michael Klein. Michael is a registered representative investment advisor. He's very involved in the whole world of dollars and cents, he is on air consultant on occasion with Business First AM Radio here, I think in the Chicago area. You know, Michael, we would just, first of all, welcome back to the Sports Doctor, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Bob. I appreciate it. How are you?
Great. You know, you've been on the show. Gosh, you were on my show when we were with College of DuPage, maybe 15 years ago.
Right.
Yes. The topic, like with my first guest, we're talking about youth sports, the $15 billion a year sports industry, the challenges of goal towards being able to afford any of this for parents and youth sports parents, that whole world. First of all, give us a little bit of background of yourself, and I know you've been interested in this topic of somehow trying to get ready for the challenges of these expenses.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, when I'm sitting down with younger couples, you know, in their 30s and 40s, and we're trying to work on their savings rates. You know, we're trying to get them to save, you know, 10, 15, 20% of their income towards retirement planning and also for future college costs. We run into the dilemma that they're dropping, you know, $5,000, $10,000 a year into youth sports, and a lot of it centers around, you know, this travel, the whole travel sports phenomena that's been going on.
Yes, and a lot of it is great stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's no doubt about it that whether it's traveling teams, whether it's club sports, and these different kinds of worlds, year-round training, and all of this type of challenge. And the fact of whether it's the injuries on the left or the mental pressures on the right, but the absolute expenses of trying to deal with some of this. And I know we talked about it, gosh, I don't know, whatever it was, 15 years ago,
right,
of your ideas of paying attention to it.
Right.
Talking to some of these young parents regarding what are some of the ideas when you're talking about some of these expenses, you know, forget about whether you're lucky enough to get a scholarship, but we might have 12, 13-year-olds, again, that are into those kinds of expenses. Is this a big shock to a lot of these parents and families? I'm sure.
Well, yeah, I think what's happening is, you know, when you've got, as a good example, you know, I've got a client that I just recently visited with about a week and a half ago, and they got four boys. Well, you know, their ages 5 to, you know, 10, and they're very involved, and one of them's involved in hockey, and I know they're dropping almost $10,000 a year when I was going through all their expenses just on the one child with the hockey expenses. So,
yes, well, guess what, Michael?
Yeah.
Here's the pearl from the sports doctor for you and your friend who plays hockey. You know the story about orthotics and skates, man. It's one of the things I've done for 40 years. If this family wants their kid to be two steps quicker with better balance, they call me. But go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. But no, I mean, but the challenge that we run into, and this is from the financial planning arena, is we're always trying to find ways on what we can help in their budget to get them to begin to save, you know, for future expenses, you know, i.e. retirement or, you know, college. And, you know, you run into these budgetary, you know, these items that they're spending money on, and you're going, oh, my gosh, did you realize you spent $12,000 for Joey on his hockey? You spent, you know, $10,000 for Eddie's baseball and everything this year. And they're going, oh, my gosh. I mean, so the numbers are staggering. Like I said, sometimes we're seeing 10-15% of annual income going towards these expenses. So, I mean, it's just an amazing phenomenon. So,
well, that's one of the reasons that I wanted to have you on and had you on in the past, which was to educate the population about paying attention to this, that this is a very, very big segment. You know, parents might have college savings accounts. That's terrific. They pay attention to that. But if your son or daughter is going to be in recreational sports, at almost any level, let alone traveling team levels, at club sport levels, then you are talking about big expenses. And just being aware of adding that to the laundry list of planning, you know, makes a lot of sense, because these expenses are, again, so high, where, you have training groups that could be thousands of dollars. And you have some of these other kinds of very, very good, wise specialists, you know, where parents have quarterback coaches. And
right.
They have mental coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And again, many of them are guests of mine. The Institute of Human Performance, Rob Andrews in Houston, Texas, again, where you have individuals locally, Naperville, Acceleration,
right.
With ex-footballer J.R. Niklos, where you have kids, regardless of their sport, taking part in off-court, off-ice, off-field training, mm-hmm. in order to be able to get to these next levels. All these things are expensive, and none of them are covered by insurance, for
That's
example.
Right. Oh, you're right.
It's not like I could send your son or daughter to physical therapy to have a strengthening conditioning. I can if they've had an injury. But I sure as heck can't if we see it's in the area of training. Michael, what's do you have a website information people can go to find out about your financial services?
Oh, yeah. Our website is www.mbkltd.com. Again, www.mbkltd.com. I've got a laundry list of articles, past articles I've written, some of them addressing these topics and also topics involving saving for college, you know, the 529, taking advantage of the 529 account that will really prove to help with college expenses in the future.
Oh, you know, I just had a patient who was a couple of weeks ago, a figure skater. We've seen it for years now. She's getting ready to go to college, and she's going to University of Iowa, and I asked her mom, hey, what does that run this year? You know, and talking about, you know, $30,000-$50,000 a year. I think it's shocking for those of us with grown children, and, you know, again, even forgetting sports, whether she's going to skate at school. They do have a skating skating team, and that we'll see. So again, when you start mixing in these kinds of expenses, and you take a look at, you know, we have a friend of mine, again, they have four children. Two of the girls play competitive club soccer. The boy plays soccer and baseball. The younger boy is involved. And again, they're talking about this tremendous expense and paying attention to trying to somehow, first of all, come up with the schedule on who's driving who to what game.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
Right. Let alone how much it costs, you know,
right.
But I don't see, which is one of the reasons why I really wanted to have you on, even in the past, I don't see a lot of attention to this particular challenge. You know, again, the $15 billion a year youth sports injury industry, and what kind of challenges not only it presents, but what type of remedies should people be paying attention to, even very early on? Because sometimes I think it's a war of attrition. When you mention hockey, that's probably one of the most expensive sports when we're talking about ice time and some of the different challenges and equipment that we see that are involved in that particular sport. You know, again, one of my friends, he's a coach. Both his daughters are serious. And one's only 12 years old. The other's 15, 16, playing competitive tennis.
Yeah.
And that year-round training being, again, very, very expensive. And I think some people don't realize, you know, what's involved. So probably I would imagine the earlier paying attention, we should have people should look at this almost like the college expense.
Yeah, you know what I do is we educate. When I sit down with a client, I educate them on, as an example, baseball. You know, people who are pursuing, you know, they're hoping their child will get a baseball college scholarship. Well, we educate them and say, okay, well, the reality is they're probably only going to get a 25%, you know, scholarship because of how the NCAA and what have you divides the money up and what have you, the schools pay them out. So we say, okay, here, now allocate this much a month into a 529 account so that we can supplement and have, you know, the rest of your education, you know, looked at, because they're not going to get a full ride. You know, the reality of a student athlete getting 100% scholarship these days for athletics is you know, hard to come by.
One out of 1,000.
You know,
our old friend, I think your old colleague, Sam Mongiovi, who I first met with Equity Services all those years ago, your company, his son Riley played baseball with my son Adam. Matter of fact, Sam coached the team with me, you know, back in those days with baseball. It was a whole different world at that point in time. But you are absolutely right. The odds of your son or daughter getting anywhere near a full ride athletic scholarship, again, a one out of thousands in so many, let alone becoming a professional player. So I think having people opening up their eyes and understanding how expensive something like this could be, you know, makes a lot of sense, especially if your son or daughter is talented. I see these young figure skaters, as you know, my poster boy all these years, 2010 men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist. Grew up in Naperville, Illinois, Evan Lysacek. The kid was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. But figure skating also was a very expensive sport. Coaches at the very young ages, again, in ice time and equipment and all of these things, really is a tremendous challenge. I just don't think there's enough awareness of people paying attention to talking to somebody like yourself, having some kind of a plan that they can come up with. It doesn't mean everybody's going to be a scholarship or a championship player, but if you're looking at traveling teams and if you're looking at club sports, whether it's tennis, whether it's soccer, whether it's volleyball or skating, gymnastics, you are talking thousands of dollars a year as being part of something like that. And it leaves out a lot of people.
Yeah, it does. Well, that's the other thing, that some of the statistics are showing that participation, you know, among younger children, it's going down in organized sports, and a lot of it has to do with the cost of organized sports. So
it's a big reason. You know, another reason is the pressure, the insanity, like I was talking with Joel about, our first guest, overzealous parents, crazy coaches. You know, we brought up the story that was in USA Today just yesterday by Mitch Albom about that brawl in Colorado. 7-year-old kids, 13-year-old umpire, and parents having a fist fight. It's just sometimes nuts. No wonder a lot of these kids don't want to get involved. Talking with Michael Klein, investment advisor, Equity Services, and we're going to have another 8-minute segment. And we will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor.
You live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. And you can go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, and you could go to radio shows, and you could see the endless array of guests and topics. You could listen to whatever you would like, shows that go back on this website to 2010. You could also go over to newspaper articles and magazines and read an endless array of topics regarding youth sports, whether we're talking about concussions, whether we're talking about one of my most popular articles, Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge, what's the best shoe for your son or daughter, all sorts of information about our book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. We're talking with a local guy here, Michael Klein, who was on the radio with me, I don't know if it was 10, 15 years ago, registered representative. He's an investment advisor, and he's a money guy, investment guy. And we're talking about the challenges to some of these families regarding the expenses of youth sports and the pressures that some of these families are undergoing, traveling teams, these kinds of things. Michael, talk a little bit more about some of the concerns as you see it with these families who have young kids who are playing sports.
Well, the challenge that we're running into all the time is like when we sit down with a client, you know, we're going through all their financials, we're going through their budget, we're looking for money that we can free up so that we can help them implement a long-term savings plan, i.e. for retirement, for their future college expenses for their kids. And the number that we keep running into is we're running into where families are spending, you know, 10-15% of their annual income into travel sports. I mean, it's mostly wrapped up around the travel sports. It's not the high school sports team that they're spending the money on. It's the summer travel team. It's the fall and winter workouts. I had one family in here, they were spending $22,000 a year, and half of that was coming from a personal trainer that they were having their 13-year-old work out with. So it's staggering when you run into that and you're trying to work around, trying to figure out ways to free up money and educate them on the same part that, hey, we know your son is a really good baseball player. He's a position player. More than likely, he's going to get a 25%, you know, college scholarship just because of how scholarship money is divided up at the NCAA level. We have to educate him on that, and so we have to tell him to kind of maybe dial it back. Let's get some money in a 529 account. Let's start saving money for the rest of those expenses. So those are the challenges we run into.
Yes, and a lot of these expenses, of course, are very, very well needed. The idea of, again, the only two things that parents or coaches of young athletes are interested in for the most part. Number one, can I prevent injuries and problems? And number two, for a certain percentage of these kids, how can we enhance performance quicker, faster, better balanced, et cetera, et cetera? And again, that idea of staying out of trouble. And the better that young boy or girl is in various sports, the more we again start running into these real expenses regarding, again, like you said, these traveling teams,
and let alone the overkill of some of these schedules, which is such a big deal. It's one of the reasons I co-authored hashtag Hate Sports Parents, was the epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally, where half these kids are taking over-the-counter pain medicines because they can't keep up with the schedules. And again, a big part of sometimes what's hidden in the background here is how expensive it is and whether or not these families can afford it. So I think the education that there can be smart plans, the earlier the better, to pay attention to this world, I think is, you know, one of the reasons that you and I talk about this, because in many instances, it's got to be a wake-up call to some of these moms and dads, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know what, I think too, a lot of the issue with a lot of the families we have, when they come in here, they don't fully understand the recruiting process of these colleges or, you know, these universities when they're looking for student athletes. And, you know, they just assume, okay, oh, this friend of mine, his son or daughter had a college scholarship. Well, they don't understand the numbers. They don't know that when they say that, you know, they only got a 30% scholarship. You know, the balance of the $70,000, you know, they had to pay for. They had to come up with the additional $45,000 a year to fund their college education. So they're not very at the lower levels, at the younger ages. There's not a whole lot of education out there on what colleges actually provide in the way of bringing in a student athlete, and especially if it's anything outside of basketball or football. Basketball and football are an exception to the rule just because they're what's called revenue-generating sports for the school or university. The other sports, you know, like you mentioned, tennis, baseball, softball, they're not revenue-generating for the university, so they don't have the excess monies to bring in that student-athlete. So there's a lot of education that goes in on getting these people, you know, the families prepared for future college expenses.
And you're talking about, you know, parents who probably are in their 30s, again, they have youngsters. Again, there's a chapter in my book, again, called The Prodigy Sports, again, where, like we mentioned, where you have 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds already becoming very serious in the sport that they're playing, and their parents might be in their middle or late 30s. Is that kind of the age group where you might be looking at some of these parents who have kids who already are traveling sports?
Yeah, I would say most of them are late 30s or early 40s. You know, their kids are the travel seems to be starting when the kids are right around 11, 12 years old. That's when they get involved in the heavy duty expenses of the sport.
Yes, and a lot of times, again, we see that all the other challenges, you know, come along with it. And when we're talking about this kind of money and this whole business side of, again, year-round training, you mentioned before, one of your clients, a personal trainer. Most of the kids that I see that are that young adolescent age are on off-sport training schedules. And matter of fact, many times we recommend it. If I have a young boy or girl who's playing a young figure skater and we run into these repetitive motion injuries, think of that young pitcher who's got arm problems because he's just throwing too many pitches. This has been around since you were longer, forever,
right.
These overuse injuries, where we do recommend working with a personal trainer or a physical therapist to put your son or daughter on a good home program to try to stay out of trouble. To try to, like my famous therapist friend Bob Guider would say, work the opposites, strengthen the brakes, you know, work these areas of the body. And even then, we've got this epidemic of the overuse injuries. Now we're seeing, again, this epidemic of the financial burden. And this is one of the reasons why we want to really expose this and try to get more people paying attention to this, because I don't think they get this information necessarily from the sports organization or the coaches who might be collecting this kind of money because it's such a big business.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're selling the dream, you know. They're saying, oh, your child will get a college scholarship, but they don't get into the nitty gritty of it. You know, like, well, you know, again, what's the percentage that they're going to pay and what would they actually receive? And, you know, one of the other hidden expenses too, you know, and you were kind of hitting on it a little bit, is just, you know, the medical expenses. You know, I mean, a lot of families now have these high deductible plans because where we're at in the health insurance industry, and, you know, when their child, you know, has a sports injury, they're not cheap. They're expensive, you know. Tommy John surgery, you know, I see it. You know, I see 12, 13-year-old kids, you know, parents saying, oh, he had to, you know, come up with money for his Tommy John surgery. And they're like, whoa, you know, it's just,
yes.
You know, it blows your mind.
Yes, decades ago, that never existed. The surgeon, Dr. Andrews, University of Alabama, who pioneered, and then each Dr. Joe pioneered their surgery in their wildest dreams. They never thought that this would be something that would be involved in teenagers. I can't believe we almost ran out of time here. It flew by. Michael Klein, registered representative investment guy. Michael, please give us the website information one more time quickly.
Yeah. I'm at www.mbkltd.com. Again, that's www.mbkltd.com.
Great. Michael, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. I really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, hold on, Michael. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor and the Sports Doctors In segment, where we give you a little bit of a preview of the upcoming shows. And we answer some emails next week, the day before July 4th. We've got Greg Justice. Greg introduced me in my induction at the National Fitness Hall of Fame. He was an inductee. Greg has got a publishing company. His big thing is corporate wellness. So we'll look forward to him. Then I've got one of the top spine surgeons in the country, probably done more spine work with professional athletes than anybody. Dr. Robert Watkins will be joining us. The following week, Michael Oden, athletes and drugs is his topic. You know how much time I spend on that. I'm a sports doctor. And then Mike Harrington, he's a professional member of the National Fitness Hall of Fame. Mike's got his own podcast. His real claim to fame The man lost over 200 pounds and has kept it off. He's got a lot of advice in that world. So great stuff coming up. Where's the email list? I got it. Michael says, talk about your article, build your game from the ground up. You know, Mike, that whole topic that everything starts with your feet, almost regardless of the sport, and strengthening your feet, ankles, lower legs is such an important key. As a matter of fact, in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, one of my articles in my section, The Sports Doctor's In, is called The Two Essential Exercise Concepts for Your Young Athlete, regardless of their age, regardless of their sport, regardless of their level. Number one was strengthen the feet and ankles with rubber band exercises. And number two was work balance and stability with unstable surfaces, whether it's tilt boards, mini trampolines. So all sports start on the ground and strengthening your feet and ankles. You don't need an ankle injury to pay attention to this. This has been something I've talked about forever. Strengthen your feet and ankles. Learn technique. Any physical therapist, athletic trainer could show you and work balance and understand how important that is when it comes to speed, power, stability. Build your game from the ground up. Neil says, what's your thoughts on over-the-counter arch supports? Neil, they definitely have value. Sometimes you can go crazy taking a look at the variety, whether it's in a running shoe store or whether it's at Walgreens or Dr. Scholl's. For the most part, over-the-counter supports are exactly that. They have nothing really to do with the individual. So many times if someone's got a problem, we think that the orthotics might be helpful, and custom orthotics are night and day from over-the-counter. I make an analogy of over-the-counter supports. If someone says, you know, I think I need glasses. Do you think I can go to Walgreens and get reading glasses? It might help you. They might have value. And many times I'll tell athletes or patients, let's get something over-the-counter in your shoes tomorrow. Let's see how helpful that is. But again, I have to give Dr. Scholl's credit. Their TV commercials are right on the point here, that many of your feet, knee, low back concerns are foot related, and that supports can be helpful. So often they're one of our first strategic weapons to see how helpful it might be. And then again, see podiatry and talk custom orthotics if you've got some problems in the past or your son or daughter does optimally. The job of custom orthotics is, again, prescription devices for your individual low extremity, foot ankle, lower leg alignment. Adams asks, what is Morton's neuroma? Is it always a surgical problem? You know, Adam, we used to think that. Matter of fact, I wrote a book in 1979 where page one is Morton's neuroma, and it says the only permanent remedy is minor surgery. We don't no longer believe that. Morton neuroma is a thickened nerve area, nerve trunk, normally, usually between the third and fourth toes. There's a particular connection of the nerves that run to the toes from the ball of the foot, and it's be in that third inner space. And when excessive pressure, abnormal stress to that area can cause a thickening, almost like a callusing on your hand. And as that neuroma gets thicker, it starts to get in the way. And symptoms could be numbness, could be shooting pain. Many people will say, you know, I got to take my shoe off. I think it's my sock is bunched up. Orthotics can be very valuable. So can physical therapy, sometimes injections. When none of it works, surgery might be indicated. But years ago, when my sports medicine career was really, really exploding in the late 70s and 80s, and the last thing an athlete wanted to hear for neuroma symptoms was surgery, and we wanted to use more and more orthotics if we properly support the foot, redistribute weight, use the metatarsal pad, it was very, very helpful. So we look at that seriously, as well as physical therapy might be helpful. last resort surgery. Marty says our five-year-old daughter in tows, especially when she's running. The pediatrician said she'll grow out of it. She might. But you want to pay attention to her foot mechanics, Marty. You should also include podiatry. If, for instance, she's got lower leg bowing, or she's knock-kneed, or she's pronated or flat-footed, all of these things could be related to this concern. So there are out-toe plates, which we'll use in children earlier, younger than your daughter, in order to torque that foot out. We want to see what's causing it. Is it at the hip? Is it at the lower leg? What's the cause? So many times we'll give a better chance of growing out of it if we pay attention to that. Ran out of time. I want to thank Joe Franco, Michael Klein, and we'll catch everybody next week for another edition of The Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. Thanks, everybody.